Our theme for this week is gratitude. And this morning I want to share something very short with you, then we close this meeting. Whenever we speak of gratitude, it is not something that comes to, let me say, an individual through the laying of hands or sometimes whichever way we think it comes. But gratitude is something that an individual must cultivate. You must cultivate, it must be part of your life. You must cultivate the attitude of gratitude. And you have to be very intentional about it. You have to be very intentional about it. So gratitude simply means the strong feeling of appreciation to someone or something for what the person has done for you. When it comes to gratitude or being grateful, there are two main things you need to identify. Number one, you need to recognize the good that you have received. That very good thing that has come into your life, you need to recognize it. Then the second thing you need to recognize is that you need to recognize the source. How that thing came into your life. How that thing came into your life. First, you must be grateful to God. Secondly, you must be grateful to the source that God used in bringing that blessing into your life. But I've come to realize that, especially a lot of believers, it is very easy to say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord." It is easy. Some of us, these things are not things that we can do. But we forget the people or the vessels that God used in bringing those good things into our lives. We forget the vessels that God used in opening that door. We forget the people that God used in elevating us to where sometimes we find ourselves. So you must recognize that blessing in your life. But after you have recognized that blessing in your life, you must never forget the source through which that blessing came. And this morning I will just share with you one of the causes of ingratitude. Just one of the causes. In the course of the week, I will share other things with you. And one of the causes of ingratitude is forgetfulness. 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 The inability to remember. And this forgetfulness doesn't have to do with the fact that this individual has a problem. The person has decided that I will not remember whatever good this person has done for me or to me. So they move around a normal life. They don't care. They think that what was done for them yesterday has no relevance in today. Therefore, they have no reason to be grateful. And this is the reason why a lot of doors has been shut. Even unbelievers. Even unbelievers. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32, it said, "Can a virgin forget her ornament, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." God is asking us a very important question. He said, "Can a virgin forget her ornament, or a bride her attire on your wedding day? Can you forget your wedding dress? Is it possible?" No. Can a woman forget her ornament, their wristbands, their earrings, their chains? Women don't forget those things. Sometimes they are the first things that they pack, even if they are traveling, so that they won't even forget them. Some of them have boxes of ornaments, earrings, chains, whatever we call it. We don't forget them. And God is asking, can a virgin forget her ornament? Or a bride her attire? These two things are impossible in the life of a woman. These two things are impossible in the life of an individual. But they say, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How can you forget God? The one who gives life. God was teaching them a very important lesson about forgetfulness. That there are certain things in your life that you think it is very important that you constantly remember them. But do we remember the source of what we are enjoying? And even in the first place, who made it possible for us to have access to the ornaments? Who gave us that husband? Who gave us that wife that we say we can't forget days at all on that day? So God was literally saying was that there are certain things in our lives that we don't forget, but we forget the source of our blessings. Can you forget God? In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget. It means that forgetfulness is unrighteous. Forgetfulness is unrighteous. It is not one of the character, or let me say, one of the characters of God. It is not one of the attributes of God. It is not something that you forgetfulness can never be attributed to God. Forgetfulness can never be attributed to him. For God is not unrighteous. Unrighteous simply means evil, wicked. That is the meaning of unrighteousness. So God said, this thing is not part of my life. It is not found in me. So if you are somebody who don't remember things, you don't remember what God has done for you, you don't remember what God through people have done for you, all that you are concerned about is you, your life. Anybody can go to hell. You don't care. Please watch it. Watch it. This is how ingratitude or ungratefulness, this is how it begins. Forgetfulness. We don't want to remember where we got what we have from. We don't want to remember who has helped us. We don't want to remember who took us in when everyone rejected us. We don't want to remember those who have helped us. Isn't it amazing? Me as a pastor, I have learned so much. You can pour your all in all. You can pour your all in somebody. But this individual can behave as though you've done nothing for them. Yesterday I was listening to a man of God and said, you can do so much for somebody, and then on the day that the person is offended, this person will forget everything you have done for him or her. And then remember the only thing that you did and wasn't happy about. And the person will magnify that. And then rubbish everything, every investment, everything you have poured in that person. Let me tell you, if you are a believer, make sure this is not your description. Make sure you don't walk on that path. Because the more you walk on that path, the more you walk in difficulty because at a point in life, you have no helper. At a point in life, you can't call on anybody. At a point in life, it will be like as though you are alone. People grow up and they forgot who cared for them, who nurtured them, who loved them. Because all these things, we trivialize them and we think that it is bound to happen. No. No. It is not natural for people to just care about you. Somebody can give birth and dump him or her in a rubbish dump. It is not natural for somebody to say that I want to nurture you. It is not natural for somebody to show you love. It is not natural. So when you don't understand this, you trivialize what people do for you. Sometimes people forget those who brought them to even Christ. Those who raised them in the Lord. Those who put them, even as pastors, those who put them in ministry. It is possible that people can forget the people who helped them at the most important crossroad of their lives. I'm telling you, it is possible. That people forget the most important moment in their lives. When nobody was there for them, and then God sent somebody, the person showed up, showed them love, showed them care. Then they began to rise. And when they began, they forgot everything that was done for them. A friend that I helped years ago, one day recently I was talking to him and said, I owe you my life. What you did for me, my own mother rejected me. Sometimes when God lifts you, it is not that people need something from you. No. But remember, those who were there for you, some of you, your mothers, your fathers, some friends, certain individual, a pastor, something, God brought them along your way when you were in the most difficult moment of your life. You must never forget those people. I'm telling you. Never forget. They are not angels. One day they might offend you. But even when they offend you, remember who they were to you before they offended you. You must remember. Don't magnify what didn't go right with you and then start painting them or start seeing them as demons. And then you bin everything. You put whatever they've done for you in the bin. And hold on to that one thing that they have done and that you are not happy about. When you do that, it means that you are ungrateful. It means that you have forgotten everything and said, for God is not unright. So as we speak in tongues, let us remember that, are we demonstrating his attribute, manifesting what is in him? Because if you are somebody who don't remember things, you don't remember things, you need to watch it. I think one time I touched a little bit on gratitude, and I said that if today somebody gives you a bottle of water, that is all that a person can afford today. And then tomorrow, God blesses you and you get a polytank full of water. Remember that man, remember that woman, remember that person who gave you that bottle of water that sustained you when you were thirsty, when you were dying. They gave you that water, and it is that water that sustained you until you got that tank or polytank of water. Don't forget. One of my daughters traveled outside the country, and then when she started working, she said, I remember how you prayed for me. I remember how even my pastor wasn't there for me. You were there for me night. You were there for me day. You were there for me. You were there for me. And he said, I am working. I am going to church here in America, but I will divide my tithe into two. Every month I need to support what you are doing. And I laughed and I said, you go far. If you have this mind of not forgetting what people have done for you, how they support, it can be little, but let me tell you, sometimes what we consider little, sometimes you don't know what people have gone through in order to do that for you. Imagine somebody has over 2,000 contacts even on his phone, and every week the person sends you a message, how are you doing? And tells you, I am just checking up on you. And sometimes when God elevates us, and then these people sometimes change, you think that they need something from you. But don't forget that they were there with you when you were not up there. And they didn't start when you start climbing. And unfortunately, in that moment, we gather opportunists around us. People who sing our praises because we have climbed the ladder. And the people who were there with us in the mud, the people who were there with us in the midst of the darkness, the people who were there with us in the midst of the pain, the sorrow, the crying, we forget them. We forget them. If somebody has helped you, I am begging you, don't forget them all. This is how doors closes. And you see, sometimes they are not the people who close the door. But I see, this life is built on principles. It's built on principles. Don't forget. You see, forgetfulness is one of the nature of men. Men don't want to remember. But I am pleading with you, no matter how God elevates you, don't forget certain people in your life. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Remembrance will make you, it will turn you into someone who value people. You value people. I always say one thing, that if in your life you have never encountered an evil or bad person, you take good people for granted. You take good people for granted. Yesterday I was praying for somebody, and the husband of that man said, he said, Pastor, we have been going around paying money, doing this, doing that. But you, we don't even, you are the one who even come to us. I laughed and I said, thank God. Thank God that you've realized it. But more importantly, tomorrow you must remember that there were pastors who were paying $2,000 to see, and there was a pastor who would drive to come and see you. Remember. 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 So be very grateful. Some of us, it has to do with your colleagues. If you have people in your life who are ungrateful, and they are the people you call your friend, I am sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that on the day that you are standing alone, you have nobody to hold on to your hand. Because as long as they are concerned, they are in your life for a season. And that season is when they were getting something from you. That season was when it was favorable. And sometimes, obitimiye bold. Someone can be so bold enough to say that this small thing that you did for me, this small thing that you did for me, hey, sister, please take your time. Brother, take your time. The thing that you call small, you don't know the sacrifice the person has gone through to get that done. You don't know. One day I sent somebody, I think 200 CDs or so, and the person told me, oh, you could have added more. Then I told myself, that is it. You could even say thank you. I could have added more. Is your money with me? No. One day I was there, I felt I should send somebody data. And I sent the person a credit of 50 CDs or so. And a person sent me a message telling me that I should have turned the credit into Momo and forward the money to her. I said, what kind of generation is this? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. Let me say this, we are closing very soon. And he said, There was a city with few men in it. And a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. And he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. The city has been besieged. They don't know what to do. And the Bible says that they lived in that city. Proverbs 9, 14 to 15. And there lived in that city a poor man, a poor wise man. And by his wisdom, he delivered the city. The Bible says that after the city was delivered, it said, yet no one remembered that same poor man. When the poor man delivered the city, after that, nobody remembered the poor man again. Okay? Let us not take this part. They didn't forget about him because he didn't exist. He was existing, but they forgot about him. They forgot about him. When the city was besieged, where were the rich men? When the city was besieged, where were the mighty men? In his wisdom, he delivered the city. But you see, the city was full of ungrateful people. The city was full of opportunists. People who only call upon you when they are in trouble. And after you have helped them to come out, they don't care about you anymore. These are the kind of people who had filled the city. And do you think, if tomorrow this city is besieged again, do you think this man will use his wisdom to rescue them? No. He will use his wisdom to leave the city and leave them on their own to fight for themselves. This is why doors closes. A wise man delivered the city. The next day they've forgotten about him because there is no more. The enemies are no more there. They have defeated the enemies. Please, don't be someone who forget things. I'm telling you, it has cost people a lot. Sometimes you need to. There are certain doors you must always leave them open. You must never close them. Because at a point, they might not help you with what you want to do, but they know somebody who can help you. They know somebody who can help you. Anyone who wants to go far in this life and in our walk with God must have an attitude of gratitude. There are two mistakes that this city made. The first mistake they made is that they allowed time to make them forget this man. There are certain people that when you do something good for them, as time goes on, they forget whatever you did for them. And then the second thing is success. Success. They were successful in this battle, and they overcame the city. They overcame their enemies. Don't let success cause you to forget the men or the people who helped you. Don't let success cause you to forget. Don't let success cause you to forget. Don't let time cause you to forget. Don't let time cause you to forget. And I pray for you that by this message, the Lord will open the eyes of your understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.